Hi, and welcome to Let It Off Your Chest podcast with Daniel. Here, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, and stories, and I believe you're going to enjoy them. Let's go! Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again. How are you guys doing? So, it's the 21st day of April. It's not like it's a very, very significant day, but it's just another day, and so far, I'm almost done with my exams. I don't know if I said I was starting exams, but yeah, I've gotten to the point where I have two papers left, and those two papers would be written tomorrow. But how has your week been so far? I know I always ask this question, even though I do not get a response. But I'll keep asking the question regardless. This is supposed to be like a very short episode, so I think we should get right into it. I have always spoken about the community I find myself in, the community that I have grown with for like the most part of my life, and how I so much love this community and how it has helped me be a better person, how it has shaped me. The people who I've grown with, they have been very, very instrumental in how I have turned out to be. And I do not take it for granted in any way. Now, why am I saying a lot of this? A lot of times, society see people who, in the eye of society, do not turn out right. And society looks at them with some form of disdain. And, oh, these people are the bad eggs in society. Oh, these people are the terrible ones. But personally, when I see these people, I don't know if it's pity, if pity is the right feeling, but I usually feel something for them. And this is why. I'll tell you why I usually feel something for them. A lot of things that we do, or a lot of ways in which we turn out at the end of the day, is based on nature. You know, the environment we grew up in, the kinds of people we surrounded ourselves with, and stuff like that. And if you do not surround yourself with the right people, chances are that you won't turn out so good. And I know there are people who have lived in terrible and worse environments who also turned out right. But what are the odds? What's the number of people? If we are going to be very truthful to ourselves, what's the number of people who have lived in terrible places or in worse environments and have turned out well? The way society is fashioned is, if you live in a terrible environment, if you found yourself with the wrong complicity, the Bible also says this, evil communication corrupts good manners. If you consciously or unconsciously surround yourself with a bad community, in a bad environment, you corrupt the good that you have. You may still turn out right, but you would notice that some of the values that you held dear at a particular point of your life, you no longer hold those values. Not because you wanted to not hold those values anymore, but because you have lived in an environment that does not, quote unquote, support that value. So you consciously or maybe unconsciously dropped certain values, but then in your mind you're like, okay, because I did not do this, I don't do these things, I turned out right. Meanwhile, you did not so much turn out right, you just barely survived. But there are people who did not have the opportunity to barely survive. There are some people who had it very, very bad, and their change was very, very evident to everybody in society. And I'm saying all of this to draw our attention that as a society, as humans, we have a lot of work to do, not just for ourselves, but for the next person beside us, the next person, the people we interact with. There's a lot of work to be done. And if we always say that, you know, consign me, there's something that someone said one time, that this nonchalant behavior that a lot of us have about certain people that we do not have direct interactions with, let us know that these people would have children, and their children will attend the same schools that our children attend. And if they do not get to us directly, they may get to us through our children. So this, you know, consign me down, we may want to play out, or we may want to act out now, it actually would consign us later. So instead of us looking at certain people who society has tagged bad eggs with some form of disdain, let practical steps be taken to see how their nature can be changed to a better way, to a better thing. Let's see how we can help people who have lived in terrible environments have the privilege to become better people. Because honestly, it's just privilege. The only difference between ourselves and those people is privilege. If they had the kind of privileges that some of us had, they'll turn out right as well. I believe so much in that. So I just thought to share that. If you know anyone who would also listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. And you hear from me again, beautiful people, next Friday. Ciao.